Mishnaches, Borei Etzel Poroi, the Kohen Gadol comes and stands next to his bull. This was the bull which was going to be brought as a Korban Chatos in order to atone for the sins of the Kohen Gadol himself and his family's sins. And his bull, which was going to be brought as this korban, was standing in between the ulam, which was a very wide room right in front of the Beis Hamikdash's building. So between the ulam and the mizbeach, which was in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, that was where the animal was slaughtered. So there will be a short distance to bring the blood of the animal into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was right by the ulam. Rosh HaDoron, the head of the bull, was facing southwards, Ufonav Amarov, and they turned its face to be facing the west. So the whole animal's body was facing towards the south, and they turned its head, its face, to face the west. It would face the west because that's the direction where the Shekhinah, where Hashem's presence, comes from. However, the entire body is not faced towards the west, in case the animal excuses itself, in which case it's better that the animal's bottom does not face the Mizbeach. And the Kagolo performs smicha. He leans his two hands on the animal. He would lean the weight of his body. He would literally lean on the animal, just like with pretty much all korbanos which were brought by an individual. And then a misvade, he would confess before slaughtering the animal. And this is what he would say. Ono Hashem, please Hashem, ovisi pashati chotosi lefonecha. I have sinned intentionally. I have sinned in a rebellious way. I have sinned unintentionally. Lefonecha, in front of you, Hashem. Ani ovisi, myself and my household, my family. The Torah says, v'chiper ba'adov ad beisoi. And he needs to atone both for himself and for his family. Ono Hashem, please Hashem. Kaper no, atone now. Please atone, la'avonus la'pshoim la'chatoim, she'ovisi v'she'poshat v'she'chotos lefonecha. For all of the different types of sins which I sinned before you, ani ovisi, myself and my family. Kakosim seras Moshe avdecha. As it is written in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, because on this day he will atone for you, etc. As the Pasuk talks about Yom Kippur, saying that Hashem atones for the sins of the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, and they answer after him, meaning anyone who is there, who hears the Kohen Gadol make this confession, they would answer Borshing Kremachus Eloilon Voed. They would answer with this Pasuk, and in fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever the name of Hashem was mentioned, for example, at the end of a bracha, instead of answering Amen, they would answer with this Pasuk, talking about the glory of Hashem.